Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille with our regular feature, Inherently You. Now back to Melanie and Dr. Holly.
You know you want to feed your family well, and it's helpful to know the best places. People go on the internet and they don't know what they're looking at, and there's forum after forum, but there are certain resources that are tried and true, and you can trust them. And of course, Dr. Holly is here to tell us about them. Let's talk about some of these resources, Dr. Holly. You mention EWG all the time, and now it is my go-to site. Talk about the Environmental Working Group.
I love this. You know, here's what I think about technology. Of course, I think it's conflicting and confusing for some people, but I always think, hey, with everything, you can use it for good or for evil. Sure, there's beyond the screen bullying that goes on and all of that stuff, but honestly, it's so easy and at your fingertips to get resources to help you and your family stay healthy, and I think that's really important. And the Environmental Working Group, so listen, it's a nonprofit, and I'm on their email list, and every so often, like just the other day, they have their new sunscreen guide out. And if you throw them a bone, so $15, they, of course, they use that to continue to research on things in the environment, but they also send you what? Samples of all of the non-toxic, good-for-you sunscreen. And I did it last year, and I got to tell you, I still have that sunscreen, and I use it every day. It's just It's about, you know, I think the theme for this year is a rising tide floats all boats. It's about really that coming together and helping each other out and the synergy of what we do with our money and our actions. And so they have things like food scores, okay? So EWG.org, Environmental Working Group, gives you information about processed food when you can scan the product barcode. So it's great. You can search for it on Google or App Store. They've got food news. They've got the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. And
which they just updated right now.
Yes.
So that people can, for 2016. So you can go there and you can see what foods they're saying have the highest level. And then they've got their Dirty Dozen Plus now.
Right. So this is really important because I know that people think, and quite honestly, the practices of organic farming might be a little bit more expensive. So we might pay a little bit more for organic produce and organic products. But here's the thing. The Clean 15 means, all right, you know what, asparagus, that's fine. If you're not going to go for, if you can't find organic, or this is one thing that you're going to be okay with as long as you wash it off. The Dirty Dozen, this is the amount of pesticide exposure, okay, not exposure, but absorption into like berries and green leafies. They're like thirsty little kittens. They will lap up that pesticide. Then you eat them, and that pesticide, which we have known to cause problems in our genes and our oxidative stress levels, are going to hurt us. And so the Dirty Dozen is where you want to stay clean. You want to make sure that those are organic. I've got great organic blueberries in my refrigerator, and I can't wait to go get a handful. The Shopper's Guide is also something that you can get at EWG. It's helpful in avoiding genetically engineered food. And Melanie, I have to tell you, you think I got it going on, right? Every so often, I learn something new, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've been eating this. It's actually genetically modified. And so I don't think that those foods are good for us.
So even you.
A whole nother show, yeah. And so the Shopper's Guide has helped me a lot. And also, they have the last app I want to talk to you about, EWG, is good information on filtering water. And very, very important. Listen, I live in Los Angeles, and the water here, you know, when I go to New York, I have no problem drinking the water. When I'm here, my water is filtered through something called a Berkey filter, and then I use glass bottles. My shower is filtered. Extremely important. Chloride, fluoride, all of these bromides that will compete for the iodine receptors in our thyroid and increasing thyroid cancer here in the last 6 years. So filtering the water, extremely important.
Well, and you talk about endocrine disruptors, and you and I have done so many shows on them, and I just really think that the Environmental Working Group, which is EWG.org, is just an absolutely great resource for people, and we'll talk more about that, you and I, but let's talk about some of these others, Moms Across America and the Institute for Responsible Technology. I love both of those.
Yeah, so these are diving a little bit deeper. Moms Across America is actually a grassroots organization that is working to increase the awareness of toxicity of glyphosate, which is what we know as Roundup. That's the branded. They've documented that it is bioaccumulating in breast milk. Okay, so once again, this is a weed killer. And it is starting to permeate our soil, therefore it permeates our food source, and no good for us. And it's just so, it's being used so often. This is something that's extremely important. That's Moms Across America. And then also the Institute for Responsible Technology is run by a guy named Jeffrey Smith. And he was the first guy who first sounded the alarm against genetically modified organisms in the late 1990s.
Wow, so that's a really good one to use. And then you have a few little deeper ones, and we're going to do a second segment on some more of these also. But Thrive Market, I like Holy Crap. That's a nice name.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Thrive Market is actually the Costco for healthy choices, I've decided.
Oh, cool.
So it's a whole. So there is a, I think it's a $59 a year membership, just like you would pay at a Costco. So, but you get everything at wholesale. And listen, I have been seduced by these things before, but this time before I made my first order at Thrive Market, I did some price comparison, and they're not kidding, okay? I think the $59 pays for itself and then some. The things that I can get at Thrive Market, and they are delivered to my doorstep, are unbelievable. Anybody who has food sensitivities, gluten sensitivities, they want to do paleo, they want to do vegan, they want to do raw, there's categories. All organic, and there's household cleaning products in there. There's also health and beauty aids in there. So Thrive Market. Wise Choice Market specializes in recently produced organic fresh foods like bone broth and fermented foods.
Oh, cool.
Yep, and then Holy Crap is a site I love.
I say that word all the time.
Offers gluten-free, vegan, and certified organic breakfast cereals. And then the last one is called Wholesome Chow, which offers gluten-free and organic grains and baking mixes. And so, like I said, there's just so many awesome and cool things out there at your fingertips to help you stay healthy.
Well, people don't even realize, Dr. Holly, they think Whole Foods, and I know people, a lot of people, who say, oh, well, it's at Whole Foods, it's organic. But that is not true. Whole Foods is not all organic. It's certainly not all GMO-free. It's not. And you have to read labels when you're going to go to those places. So that's why it's good when you say something like Thrive Market is organic. And usually things are labeled that way.
Exactly. Yep. So, you know, once you start, it also, I think these things help take the guesswork out of things. When you start to understand and have trust in the organization, then you don't feel like, and this is how I try to help my folks who come to see me as patients develop that relationship, develop, you know, their sense of trust in my education and my experience, because so many people are trying to piece it together on their own. And then when I come into the mix, I want to go, listen, you can just, you know what, we're going to do this together. It's still a partnership, but we can definitely relax a little bit around you going here, there, reading this, reading that, picking up this supplement, you know, trying to eat this way or that way, because I'm going to be there coaching you and hopefully, you know, with my expertise and such. And so once you get that trust in an organization, you can kind of go, okay, I know this is, like you said, this is my go-to source. I don't have to, you know, read 7 different blog articles or you know, research articles. They've done it for me, and it's right at my fingertips. And I love that. It's about building that community. It's about building your resources.
Absolutely. And it's such great information. And boy, you can certainly spend a lot of time on the internet looking around for stuff and not knowing what to trust, really. But the Environmental Working Group, absolutely a wonderful website with so much great quality information. That's EWG.org, Moms Across America, Institute for Responsible Technology, Thrive Market, Wise Choice Market, Holy Crap, and Wholesome Chow are just a few of the ones that Dr. Holly is recommending here as good, credible resources that you can go to, and they've done some of the guesswork for you. You can listen to Dr. Holly every Tuesday at 11:30 Central Time, 12:30 Eastern Time, right here on Radio MD. And if you missed any of her great information and you know how awesome she is, you can share it with your friends. You can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Holly Lucille. Stay well.